This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Democrats in the U.S. House of Representatives plan to vote Monday to urge Vice President Mike Pence to take steps to remove President Donald Trump from office after the deadly storming of the Capitol last week by Trump supporters. Monday's vote is a last-ditch effort before lawmakers make an attempt to impeach Mr. Trump for a second time. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi spelled out the plan in a letter to members Sunday evening. It comes as Washington struggles to decide what to do about the Republican president in the 10 days before Democratic President-elect Joe Biden is sworn in January 20th. President Trump remains defiant amid calls to resign and plans to spend his last days in office, quote, playing offense, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Trump has not taken any responsibility for his role in inciting Wednesday's violence amid a rebellion from members of his own party and ongoing efforts to remove him from office. He's had no public schedule, but on Tuesday he'll travel to Alamo, Texas, to highlight his administration's efforts to curb illegal immigration and border wall construction. And ABC News Ipsos poll released Sunday found that 67% of respondents said Trump deserves a good amount or great deal of blame for the insurrection, and 56% believe he should be removed from office. I'm Julie Walker.
In an emotional video referencing his childhood in post-Nazi Austria, former California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger condemned the recent violence on Capitol Hill and what he called President Donald Trump's lies, which incited the revolt. Schwarzenegger, a Republican, said, quote, President Trump sought to overturn the results of an election and of a fair election. He sought a coup by misleading people with lies. The 7-minute video was posted on social media Sunday. This is VOA News. Bloomberg News reports United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres told the 5 permanent members of the Security Council that he would like to stay on for a second term. Bloomberg cited 2 diplomats familiar with the matter. The report added Guterres is likely to officially inform the president of the UN General Assembly soon. The 71-year-old took office as the 9th Secretary General in January 2017 for a 5-year term that finishes at the end of this year. Guterres's office had no comment on the Bloomberg report. Experts from the World Health Organization are due to arrive in China this week for a long-anticipated probe into the origins of the coronavirus pandemic. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
China's health commission says the experts will arrive on Thursday and meet with Chinese counterparts. It's not clear, though, if they're to travel to Wuhan, where the coronavirus was first detected in late 2019. Negotiations for the visit have long been underway, with WHO Director General Tedros expressing disappointment last week over recent delays. An Associated Press investigation has found that China's government has strictly controlled all research at home into the origins of the virus, while state-owned media have played up fringe theories that suggest the virus could have originated elsewhere. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Afghan authorities said Monday they are investigating an airstrike over the weekend, which local officials say killed more than a dozen civilians, including women and children. Provincial officials said 15 people died Saturday night when a rocket struck a house in Nimrud's province. A provincial council member told AFP Afghan forces carried out 2 airstrikes in the district. A Nimrud's public health official said bodies of 15 people were brought to a hospital Sunday. The latest bloodshed triggered international calls for an investigation into the strike. 7 staff at one of Pakistan's biggest power plants have been suspended after a technical fault sparked a massive grid breakdown at the weekend, plunging the entire country into darkness. The blackout hit all of Pakistan's major cities, including the capital Islamabad, economic hub Karachi, and the second largest city, Lahore, lasting around 18 hours in most areas. The suspended staff included a manager and 6 junior employees. For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com or download our app via remote. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.